This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. What is the state of the justice system in Louisiana? State Supreme Court Chief Justice Burnett Johnson updated both chambers of the legislature in a joint meeting Tuesday.
We are aware of the budget crisis facing this state.
The spending cuts to deal with that crisis are raising concerns for the judiciary, especially when it comes to public defenders.
Approximately 85% of all criminal defendants are represented by public defenders, and it is our constitutional obligation to provide adequate representation. We cannot try felony cases, cases where folks are subject to imprisonment at hard labor without them having an attorney.
Since 1963's Gideon v. Wainwright decision, states have been required to provide and fund public defenders. But as state funds have dwindled, public defenders' offices are struggling to continue representing their clients.
33 of the states' 42 judicial districts are presently operating under restriction of services. They predict that half the public defender offices in the state will be insolvent within months.
And prison beds are filling up with folks waiting for trial.
Public safety is undermined when space is used for low-level offenders rather than serious offenders. The ones who are not able to post bail, usually with regard to low-level crimes, they're being held in jail simply because of their poverty and their inability to pay.
Louisiana's incarceration rate leads the nation, with one in every 86 adults in prison.
If we're number one in locking people up and we're number one in terms of poverty, maybe there's a connection there.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.